Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so hello everyone. I'm Tochi, and co-hosting with me is Mimi.
Hi, guys. Hope you're all good and staying safe.
Yeah. Welcome to Juicy Lucy. If you are listening for the first time, please listen to our previous podcast.
Please, guys, listen to our other podcasts. Thoughts and
Yeah, wow, exactly. Okay, so today's topic is very close to my heart. This topic is bad parenting. Okay, guys, so today's topic is bad parenting and what we consider to be a better approach. Mimi, what do you think about this topic? What does this topic mean to you? Yeah, so.
Well, you said it's dear to your heart. It's our hearts.
Yeah, to be
Because I
inspired.
feel like most people can relate. Because, as
Yeah.
times were changing, I don't think our parents changed along with time. So they were kind of stuck on how they were brought up. And
Differently.
because of in our own view, we feel
Yeah.
like some things could have been done in better ways or could have been better
Yes, yes.
handled.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
So
than they did.
guys,
So, and that's what we want to talk about today.
let's not go straight to blaming anyone. Let's not blame anybody. Okay, people have different reasons for why they do what they do or what certain decisions, right? Okay, so hello, and today's topic here is bad parenting and things we consider to be a better approach. All right. So Mimi, what's your thought on this topic? What does it say to you? What's
I feel like most of us can relate to how we all feel our parents could have done things better, but we
or
don't think it's
different?
time to be pointing fingers because we also know that, well, we could have also handled things better in our own way, but that's why we're here to see how we think we can move forward from experience. Pass on the same to the next generation.
Exactly. So, yeah, like it's point fingers or push blames or whatever. But the thing is that there's a lot of factors that come together, for the decision making process for parents. You know, it's not always very easy. Some parents have to leave their kids with nannies and stuff. So, I mean, you can't necessarily blame anybody for anything. Decisions and stuff because they're doing it for the best of their family. Right, Mimi?
Yes, that is true. So for me, I feel like the first and most important thing between parents and kids is communication.
Yes, completion is key. Yes.
You know how kids can like to hold back stuff and say, I don't want to disturb my parents. I don't want them to think I'm this. I don't want them to think I'm that.
Yes.
So you have to do a lot of push
Yes.
that process
Yes.
is necessary. Like they won't want to talk, they won't willingly open their mouths, but then you need to make
Yeah.
them talk and be comfortable with saying stuff to you. So it takes a certain kind of
Kind of
grooming
relationship.
for
Right.
you to be able to communicate with them. And by the time you've gotten there, And by the time you've gotten there,
Broken.
the bond cannot be broken. So anything that happens from the most relevant thing to the most important thing, you're the first person that gets to know. And that is the kind of relationship I'm looking forward to building.
That's so
Ciao,
beautifully
Bella.
said. There was someone that once asked me a question. He just me a father. And he asked me, like, what best way for him to relate with his kids? Should he be that dad that when he comes home, everybody is standing at attention at the door? Ah, that's going to come and beat us if we are not behaving. Or should he be that dad that you can talk to, like, daddy today, this boy or this girl or this speaker at school, I don't understand it, or that's just gist, you know? So I told him that, see, listen to me, be the dad that you wanted your father to be to you.
Anything.
If you feel that was good for that to be to you,
Yes.
then that's what you should be to your own
Yeah.
children. So let's just take that in. Let's just take that.
We have to also say, yeah, we have to also say that no parenting or no
Perfect.
parent is 100% good.
Okay.
We will all make
From
mistakes, but
there,
then how we move on
not bond.
from those mistakes are like, yes, because you can't keep dwelling on that mistake. Yes, you have to find a way to just move on from it and be better. So we're not saying that, yeah, we're going to be perfect, but then we know what we don't want to be. And
Yes.
that is how we
Yes.
know that we will be
And guys,
better.
listen, you know, bad parenting, it can have like a long-lasting effect, like consequences on children, you know? Like, let's not take it for granted. Some,
Yes.
certain
Psychological effects.
knowing their parents, the way their parents treated them, you know. Some of them they can't speak up in class because they are scared of what kind of a response they're going to get. Maybe they're going to get thrown down and say, oh no, you blah blah blah, you're stupid, sit down, or they're going to be listened to. So it's a lot of things to, you know, think about.
What you just said now just reminded me there was when I was in primary school, there was a girl who was in primary four at the time, and she would come to school and be gisting everybody how her
What?
dad's friend used to sleep with her.
Jesus.
The oldest friend time, the oldest age she could have been at
Wow.
that time was 9, 10.
Okay,
That's the
okay, okay, okay,
oldest
okay,
she could
okay,
have
okay,
been.
okay, okay. Wow. You know, there's a lot of things we're hearing about these days. I mean, some real crazy stuff. Drive crazy.
Oh no. This is not these days. 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 This happened in
Okay, so kind of way back
1996,
then.
7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's
Yeah.
crazy. Oh, man. So, friends, we have so much work to
So
do. We have so much work to do. We won't always get it right. Trust me, we will not always get it right because some things just happen and you can't control what happens. But let us just know that we are doing our best. Let's just try and I know that I'm a good mom.
Yes.
I'm not perfect. Yeah.
So what I do these days is I'm like that's I
Yes.
advocate for children with parents. So if I meet any parents that I'm comfortable with,
Yes.
and one way or another, we get to talk about the children and the kids, something will just
Yes.
come
Yes.
up, and I
Yes.
just
Yes.
try
Yes.
in my
Yes.
own way to chip it in and
Yes.
put my own self out there as an example, how I handle things badly as a
Yes.
result of how I
Yes.
felt like things were done to me, they weren't supposed to be done, and all and all and all. And then I tell them it could
Thank
be
you.
done better if only you communicate with your children. Like we, we're so focused on putting, we're so focused on
Them.
making them listen that we actually do not listen to
Oh yeah,
them.
that
Do
makes a
you
whole lot
get
of sense.
so?
Though.
Did that make
Whole
sense?
lot of
Yeah,
sense.
did that make sense? Like, yeah. So like, we should. while we're trying to make them listen, we should also take our time and say, okay, this is your time to talk, and not interrupt them throughout the whole time. Even if it takes them a long while to get their thoughts out, take the time and listen and comprehend. I'm not just saying here, don't just hear them. Listen
thank you
to them.
Oh, thank you, Mimi. I was just about to just say this.
Saying.
Thank
don't
you.
Jump
thank
to
you. Thank you. Listen to understand. Don't listen to reply. Now that's a problem that we even in our relationships. Let's just divert small food. Even in our daily relationship with people,
yes.
Like people just listen to reply you that I am mad. Ah, you two are mad. Because you two are crazy.
She reply.
So what says your man? Why am I asking so that I say? So I'm yeah, Mimi. So, thank you so much. You just said everything that we do. Let's just go home because we are done. We're done.
So we need to just take our time and listen and comprehend what they are saying so as to give them back informed replies. And that is what can help. Yes. So they would like to see you as that sensei, like that teacher that oh my god, my mom understands stuff, my mom knows stuff. So,
you know,
like, that is who we should be to them. That
yeah, oh my
or
god,
try
I mean,
our
you
best
just...
to be
You just told in my heart. You just see my heart. Okay, taking it away. You're showing it into the ocean. It's going.
No,
eh? Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
okay. Before we started this podcast, I wrote down some things. You have actually said almost half of what I wrote. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Okay, guys, this is. Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, four facts, right? We live in each other's
Yes, game. Yes. We're like twins. I don't know. Okay, guys, listen. And another thing you have to understand with kids is that they're very sensitive. Yeah. Like, your tone of voice, check your tone of voice. Like, don't ever make them feel like you're being condescending with them. Make them understand
they,
that. Make
they
them
read,
feel like
they are your
they partner. Because they are human beings. They're just smaller human beings.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Don't ever say, oh, that baby is just a small baby. It's a rat. No, baby. Baby is a human being like you. Just a smaller human being. So the way you have feelings, emotions, that's the same way they also have feelings and emotions as well. Exactly.
Yeah.
They just need more pain, more maturity to get to that point that they say, okay, fine, I can control my emotions, but now they can't. So try as possible to
Somebody said everybody deserves your respect. And I feel like that goes to the smallest of us.
Yes. You know,
it goes to the smallest of us. Yes. Yes.
Their respect.
No matter how small they are, give them their friends, you see. Also listen to them. Yes. Respect, and their opinion. You know something about kids, they love to talk. They love to talk.
Thank you.
And
don't do that.
Used to hear parents saying, you talk too much. Don't ever shush your child. That's where problems start.
Yeah, and
that's where problems start because when
they will keep quiet. They will never ever talk to you again, and you'll be begging them to talk to you.
It goes from there.
Do you know what? Don't you got like teenage all those teenage movies? All those American movies when the child is like 16 years old, doesn't talk to her parents, doesn't talk to nobody. But check that child when she was younger. Just go back to when she was younger. She probably was a talkative and not.
Yeah, and
like,
just goes out and does stuff.
Another thing is comparing your child to another child, please. Don't compare. Oh, God, this is.
You talk too much.
Don't ever. Like, don't compare.
Don't do that.
Your child is a... Oh, even if your child.
Even if the child is a brother or her sister.
Your
don't
sister
do it.
Is. I never say. Everybody has a different kind of.
Wait. You said as long as, not necessarily. You know how they say if you judge a fish by his ability to fly, then it's probably very stupid.
Kind of intelligence.
We all have
Thank you.
Innate abilities. So Yeah, it might not be
Thank you.
math smart, but then English
Thank
smart.
you.
Then we all have our own specialities, our own
Nobody, nobody,
talents. So
nobody.
nobody is stupid, nobody is dumb.
Yes,
Even those
yes,
with
yes, yes.
special needs, nobody is stupid because we all have things that
Yes.
even though we've not discovered our talents, but we have within
Yes.
us. So just each person has their own time of
Yes.
growth. Like if I start reading at 3, somebody else might start reading at 7. It doesn't mean they are more stupid. It
Exactly.
just means that they need a little more time to understand and get there. So we should
Yes.
all see our children
Exactly.
as individuals,
Different in, yes. I was saying
separate,
this to you yesterday, Mimi.
totally
I was saying to you that
separate entities,
when parents
and
have
then
kids,
treat them, yeah,
that
treat them
you
as
never
such.
really behavioral pattern from all your kids. They're all going to be different. So you must be different tactic to relate with each and every one of them. One probably just be
Yeah,
like a close up kind of person. Exactly. On the, try to use different tactics for different
so
children
don't
because they're not
fall
the same
from
person.
down
They're
the
different
other's throat.
human beings. Oh. They're not the same human because
Yes.
they came out of your coochie. Okay. Even if they're twins, yes.
Yeah. Even
Even
if
if
they
they're
are
twins,
twins,
different.
even
So
if they are
let's just
twins.
then you try to respect their feelings. We just talked about that. Try to give them choices. Okay. Try to give a lot of choices. Okay. Of course, you're going to guide them to make the right. Exactly. Try and
Yes,
trust them.
I respect their opinions.
Yes.
You might not agree. You might not agree with
Make
them.
it look like
Yes, you might not
they're.
agree with the
Thank
opinions, but
you.
then
Thank
don't
you.
make it
Thank
look
you.
like, don't put the opinion down, don't throw it away. Yes, we
Yeah,
just
yeah,
gently
yeah,
let them
yeah.
down and say, oh, you could easily
It
do it
will
this
not
other
work.
way. This way, you will now show them
Yes,
why
yes.
that their way will
And
not work.
sometimes,
But don't say,
because
oh,
some kids are
that's
very stubborn. You're
rubbish.
going to let them
Don't
do
say
what they
that's
do first and let
rubbish.
them go
Don't
and see why
throw
it's
it
not going to
away.
work by themselves. When they say, no, come and ask me, I want to listen to this thing. So, let
Yes,
me now show you how to do it. That's how to do it. Come back to you. Don't worry. They'll come back to you. Now,
They
you
will
don't
come
show them.
back to you. They will come back to you themselves.
Oh, and a hair, please, over pampering. Do not over pampering. Try. Try not to. Try not. Ah, it is hard, though. It's hard. It's hard. Oh, my God.
No, do not do that.
Draw the line.
Draw the
Thank you.
line.
Try because it is
Find
hard.
a way to draw the line.
And being overly protective when you just don't want them to just go away. Just sit
Find a
at
way
home.
to
Lock you
draw
up in the room. Don't do that. Because they
line.
will do everything in the book
No.
behind your back. They will do it
See,
all
because
behind your
by
back.
the time they're here, thank you.
Have
Yes, thank you. Because by the time they
Oh.
go out, every
Just
single thing is in the
let's
show,
get
they
just
won't
smell
look
that
back.
freedom. Just smell this. Oh, freedom. Oh no, don't ever, oh don't do it. And please try to give your time to your kids. Let them see you, let them play with you, give them time. Don't be too busy for them. Give them your time. It could be hard, trust me, because there are days where you are just so busy, you just can't get away from that thing you're doing. But see, try, just try, because that kid needs you. That kid still needs mommy, still needs
Find
daddy.
time. Find time. As much
It to us. Oh,
dedication,
yes.
as much
Thank you very
dedication
much.
as we give our work, let's try and do the same for the children. We know that
Yes, we are, though.
yes, we're working for the children. See, you can never
Yes,
underestimate
but
that.
also enjoy
You know
those
you
things.
want to give the children a better life. Yes.
Thank
But
you.
how do
Yeah.
you give a child a
But they're
better
going to
life
grow older
without
and the teachers don't
tension?
need you as much anymore.
Yes, exactly.
So now
So
that they
how do
need
you
you
give a
so
child
much,
a
I'm
better
going to enjoy it
life
too.
without
Because when they don't need you as much, they're
tension?
not going to call you sometimes for home or they're not call you.
Yes, true.
They call
Just leave
them,
it to
they
them.
beg them to call you. Yes. Yeah? So now try and enjoy that
Yeah.
thing you have with them.
Yeah.
Try to enjoy it because it's not easy, but
Yes.
you have to try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come by easy. Yes, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. Then
Exactly.
another thing is we should remember
Yes.
to tell our children how beautiful they are. tell them how much you every if it's possible in the morning before they go out, in the night before they go to bed. You can never underrate how much it's important to them. By the time you do it every day, they will grow up to know like, and be confident in how
so important
they are, no matter how they look.
Yes, it does.
And
it does.
With
it does.
That, they can be better people. It helps with confidence. It helps with confidence and morale.
And talk. Yes. Thank you.
They'll be able
you.
To, be able to stand up in front of the class and talk to anybody.
Yes.
And from there, they can go the courage. So when they know,
they'll act it.
When
thank
they know,
you. Thank
when
you.
They,
thank
when
you.
They know it and they walk it, they will
yes.
act it.
Yes.
Believe me.
Really
when
important.
They know
it,
it and they walk it, they will act it. So it's very important to keep reminding them. You know, sometimes some you know
imagine what they might be going through. I mean, have you never heard about
you can never
children taking their own life? I mean,
can,
what was that 5 year old so depressed about?
They go through
oh my god. Okay, guys, I'm so sorry.
They go through,
my toddler
they go
is doing things, so you might hear a lot of noise. A lot of clashing, a lot of crashing and stuff. She's doing her thing, her thing.
So you know how you can just say, when she tells you, there's this person, there's this girl, she said this to me, told me I'm stupid, and you say, oh, that's a small thing, that's rubbish, don't mind that. And
I'm not beautiful.
Because she was.
My skin is too dark.
Oh, why does she think I'm stupid?
I'm too short.
Like,
this is
I'm
too,
not
this
good
is
enough.
That. Yeah, like, you have to tell them that they're beautiful because they are the most beautiful things in our world.
So it's really important for us to keep reminding them and then keep listening to them, no matter what their worries are. Just remind them and talk to them again about it, and then you ask them later if they feel better about what is happening. If you know,
they're better.
Just
exactly.
Keep getting updates until you know they are fine for sure.
Yeah.
So
it's really so important. Oh, it's been so good. It's been so good. Yeah. So, I mean, just one last advice for everybody out there that's hoping to become a parent or is a parent already. Like, what else do you have to say?
Always be there. It doesn't have to be physically. It can be emotionally, it can be support, anything they need you for, be there for them. Because the time will
if
come
you're not there, if you're not
be let go. If you're not
thank
if
you.
You're not there emotionally and you're there physically, if you're not there financially and you're there physically, they'll forget everything.
You're everything.
You're like all as laundry for them. You're everything.
Yeah.
So that everything.
Yeah, like you never seen when some dad will come home and then the children are like, oh, daddy, Superman. Yeah, just imagine that. How the father will feel like, oh yes, my children, they think I'm Superman.
Yeah.
He's going to do his hair if he could, he would do everything in his power to give them
daddy,
what they want.
Daddy.
Yeah, because that's what they see him as.
Yes, to remain Superman. Yes,
Wonder Woman.
Daddy be Superman.
Yes.
Wonder Woman. Please,
and that's it. And we're actually more like leading by example. Like, you're showing them that this is not like say this is strength. This is strength. Learn strength. Learn hard work. Learn this. Learn that. Learn to be good. Learn this.
You just reminded me.
Thank you.
Children.
Thank you. Thank you.
See actions, and that is what they pick up on. Yes. So.
Thank
they,
you.
They,
yes.
They don't just walk
what
your
they
talk.
Will do.
They
I mean,
walk.
Why do you think some kids will
what
be? The father will walk a certain way. The child walking a certain way too. They're walking the same way because the child has studied daddy or studied mommy. I mean, like this is mommy walks. Okay, what can I do?
On it. On a lighter note, my grandpa used to
okay, here we go.
used to limp because he had a stroke sometime when I was younger.
Yeah.
And we had this big party, and all of us were so much in awe of him. And then when we were to walk with him, we all started dragging our legs. Like,
no, just imagine that. That's love.
We all
that's love. That's love. That's like you guys were showing all of him. Like,
it was hilarious. And yes. At the same time, yes. So we did not see it as a bad thing. We were amazed that he was walking like that.
That's it. When you are a certain way for your kids, they'll want to be that way too. They want to be good. Yeah. They want to treat mommy.
Yeah.
They want to treat women nice. If they see you treating women nice as well, your mommy nice, you know, their mommy nice, exactly. And all that. So they want to just be good because you're being good.
Yeah.
Mimi, what do we say? We come to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been
fun, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, guys. So we have come to the end of our podcast for today.
Yeah.
And we can stay connected. Okay, it doesn't end here. You can reach us on our Instagram at Tochi Gold, that's TOCHI_gold, and at Cat Memes, that's KATMIMZ.
You can also send us voice messages here, letting us know your thoughts on our topic and previous ones.
Yeah, thank you.
And also let us know what you like to hear.
Do stay safe and have a lovely rest of the day. Yeah. Listen.
Until next time, keep it juicy. I'm juicing. Yeah.